Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We have been looking at the heart and how important it is that we give our hearts attention. If you don't give your heart attention, it will end up against God, your own heart. It will turn on God. You have to constantly give your heart attention. It says, out of your heart springs the issues of life. And we're not talking about the bump, bump, blood-beating heart. Your heart is what you center your life around. When the Bible teaches about the heart, it's what you center your life around. And God says, I want you to center your life around me. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. He wants you to love Him with all your heart. All of it. And so that's the goal. And so as we do that, we are in and under His protection and provision. See, that's what we were created to do. God is love. The Bible says God is love. He is love. So we were created by love to love. And this love is unconditional. See that? But that's when we are born again. Now we're born into the family of God. So now we begin to grow in love. See, because when you're first born into this world, the Bible says you were brought forth in sin, and from your mother's womb you were conceived in iniquity, separated from God because of sin. See, the first Adam and Eve, remember, they're the first married couple in the Bible. The first Adam in a paradise, perfect world. Eve and Adam sinned. They disobeyed God. Eve was the bride to Adam. The last Adam, talks about that in Romans 5, the last Adam is Jesus. Jesus is the last Adam. He obeyed God. And because he obeyed God, it says many were made righteous. Because of his obedience and his love for God and us, we can be saved. Because of his obedience. Now watch this. Now those who are saved, we are the bride of Christ. And he's coming back for his bride. Now, this bride, we live in a world that's chaotic, confused, evil. I mean, a mess. But we're not going to choose to sin. We will choose to obey God. Are you hearing that? The first bride disobeyed God in a perfect environment. That goes to tell you, if things are perfect, it doesn't have anything to do with how you serve God. We're living in an imperfect world. We're going to choose to obey because we love Him. Am I making sense? And we're going to center our lives around Him. And that's how we fulfill His will, and that's how we discover our true identity, who we really are in life. So, out of your heart flows the issues of life. It talks about in Proverbs chapter 4. So that's what we want to do. We want to center our lives around Him, and then the issues of our life are going to come out of what we center our life around. And He wants the best for you, and He knows the best for you. So, last week, we did some baptisms. We did 5 baptisms, right? But now, the week before that, we had coffee and donuts with the deputies. And we had people in here from 9 to 1 o'clock and deputies coming in. I think we had 12 to 14 deputies visited us. And they just shared their life with us. And we got to converse and talk with them and find out a whole lot more about them. It was awesome. Sheriff Linhart was here, and he shared a lot. It was amazing how that went. But my whole idea is that we are growing and that we honor and respect. That's the whole reason for having them. And then we did the police car wash. That's the whole reason, is I want us to understand that we're not going to be throwing things at police officers. We're not going to say you need to stop paying them and reduce the amount of police officers in the city. We like their protection, right? That helps me sleep better at night, right? So I don't have to get up and defend myself, right? If I got to get up in the middle of the night, somebody's going to get... Somebody breaks in my house in the middle of the night, somebody's going... I got a couple of uncles that sleep under my bed, Uncle Smith and Uncle Wesson. And that's the way it is. Because, you know, if you break in like that, a husband, the word husband literally means protector. You're to do whatever you have to protect your family. And that's the will of God. Am I making sense? So what are you going to do? You're going to try to talk them out of do? I don't have nothing to say. You broke in my house. I'm sleeping. That's enough. So we understand, right? All right, so we're talking about lawlessness today. And there's a lot of lawlessness around us. And when we see this, we have to be careful because it can affect you. It can get on you. And so the idea is you want to be aware and you don't want that in your heart. Lawlessness means willful disobedience to the authority of God. See, the authority of God, you know where that comes from? The love of God. The love of God. See, when you understand God's love, you're understanding His authority. You see that? When you don't understand His love, you don't understand His authority. And you will operate outside of His will, and you can get carried over into lawlessness. You know, I was at a track meet last night. My granddaughter Zeta had a track meet, and we went there, and it was at night. And they're running late for some reason. It was almost 10 o'clock, and she's running this race at night in Piqua. And so we're waiting for her to come. But while we're waiting, we're standing up there in the football field because they were finishing up in the football field. And Donita, Olivia, and I were standing there waiting for her to come. We're watching the clock, and these people are coming in. And this one girl comes in, and it's this guy's daughter. Well, she's coming in, and he starts screaming curse words. What the F are you doing this? And you're, what the F this, and F that, and F this, and F that. And I'm thinking, whew, that's heavy. I mean, I think it was his daughter. The way he was talking is his daughter. And he had other kids right there with him. And I'm thinking, okay, I really wanted to say something. Does this make sense? I mean, because people all around. Oh, you know, screaming it. I thought, boy, that's the very thing I'm talking about. One of them. It's like, but you see, the Holy Spirit showed me, you got to love those people. Huh? Yeah, you got to, that's the ones, we got to show them grace and love. They don't have any idea what we're talking about here this morning. So we can't put expectations on them to understand. You see that? And I'm telling you, it was rubbing me wrong, but I thought, no. And, you know, I could tell he probably had a couple. So I thought, well, I'm not going to say anything to him. Because, you know, we might have pulled out a UFC deal going there. MMA. I might have had to get the elbows flying. Sorry. Does this make sense? But no, the Holy Spirit was showing me we have to love those people. And that's really how it is. And it's not those people. They just don't understand. And that's where we are. We're in a world, and people don't have a clue about what we're talking about this morning. That's why he says, love your enemies. How can you love your enemies? You can only do that if you're in touch with God. Bless those who persecute you and despitefully use you. How are you going to? That means you're supposed to bless them. You're supposed to send them a gift card to Olive Garden when they do you wrong. Huh? Where's that come from? You can only do that if you know God and His love. You see that? And His love is the will of God. You see this? Now think about this. I'm going to say something. Everything we do outside of the love of God is not His will. But when we're in the love of God, we're in His will. You see? And when we're in His will, you are becoming who God created you to be. Your true identity is found in His will. You see that? And when you're in that, you are protected. And that's where all spiritual authority and power is in the love of God and you in His will. When you're in that, you have authority over demonic forces in your life and even other people's lives. Am I making sense? All right. We're gonna look at lawlessness today, and I gave you that cliffhanger. So we're gonna look at our vision, and we're gonna get started. All right, let's go to the vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. Again, we thank You for Emma blessing us in worship, and we thank You for bringing her here this morning, and we just know that she's a gift from God, and we're grateful. We're grateful, Lord, for what You're doing in our hearts. Lord, we thank You for what You did in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and just the call of God in our nation, in our world, that people are answering the call of God. Father, we want to answer the call of God on our lives, and the call is to do Your will. So, Father, we need Your help this morning. We need Your help, and we ask that You help us. So, Lord, we need You to help us to hear Your word this morning and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, now, so he says the Lord tests the hearts. So hearts are being tested continuously. When you wake up in the morning, you're going to be tested. You have three enemies when you wake up in the morning. The world, the flesh, and what? And the devil. You know, like 70% of people in general believe there's no devil in America. 70%. Boy, that's a lie. He's really got them deceived. This is where he wants them. Am I making sense? That's crazy, isn't it? Believe there's no devil. So the idea is, when you understand that, you have to be intentional about your day as you go into your day and you're working, and because you're going to have to be dealing with people and relationships all throughout the day, right? So the idea is you want to pass the test, so you want to be able to love people and love God throughout the day. Am I making sense? So, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 and 13. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Now think about this. Because lawlessness is abounding, the love of many will grow cold. So he's saying lawlessness is abounding. Lawlessness means willful disobedience to the authority of God. In other words, you know what to do, but you still disobey. And you do it. Willful disobedience to the authority of God, or, listen to what it means, it means to be without principles or moral code. To be without principles or moral code. So, lawlessness is something we're going to have to understand, because it is what is abounding, and it causes our love to grow cold. And if your love is growing cold, you're going to make room for lawlessness in your life. Now listen to me. This word, grow cold, is the word, the Greek word, P-S-U-C-H-O, psycho. That's where we get the word psychology. And it means to blow in breath or gradually cool by blowing. That's one of the meanings of it. To blow in breath by gradually cooling. So it's very subtle. See that? The love is growing cold. It's subtle. It happens slowly. See that? So now think about this. It's because lawlessness is abounding. The word abound means to have a copious supply, overabundance. So there's an overabundance of lawlessness. All you got to do is watch the news. People are going into cities, starting fires, doing things, craziness going on. And taking, you know, wanting the police, they're going into the police stations and trying to burn them down and stupid stuff. This is lawlessness. That's just a small amount of it. Now watch this. The picture of our love growing cold is a picture of spiritual energy being blighted or chilled by a poisonous and contaminated wind, environments. See that? An environment. This is why it's important for you and I to be in church. This is an environment that keeps your love from growing cold. That's why he says, let us not forsake the assembling together of ourselves, all the more as you see the day approaching. Stir up love and good works. It says that in Hebrews. So the idea is we come here to stir up the love of God, to keep it hot and keep it warm, so we respond with love as we go to work and as we are in our families and as our marriages are growing and maturing and we're raising our children. We want the love of God helping us in that. Amen? Go with me to the next verse. It says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. So here's part of this. Solution. Endure. This word endure means, is the Greek word hupomeno. Stays under. You stand under. You stand under whatever's coming against you in the love of God. You see that? You stand under. And what happens is when you stand under the love of God, you're being saved. This word saved is the word sozo, which means to be rescued, to be made secure, and to be delivered. So you're protected in the love of God, and you're being saved. See that? But when we get out of the love of God, we're into lawlessness, and He can't protect you because it goes against His word and His will. See, God can't even go against His own word and His own will. He gave you and I free will. You see this? And when we understand this, we're going to want to do His will more and more. Today, George Barna, he researches in the nation the church and people going to church. Remember, Jesus said, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. This word prevail, it means to strengthen and have influence over. To strengthen and have influence over. So Jesus said, my church is going to have strength and influence over the word gates, the gates of hell. Gates means authority. In other words, his church, his people, who's the church? We are the people. His people will have authority over the gates of hell, over the authorities of hell. In other words, they'll come and try to get you to go the wrong direction. Not me today. I'm going Jesus' way. I'm following Jesus. I'm not a church goer. I am the church. See that? When you understand you are the church, you go his direction. You see that? He's building your life. But when you give in, he can't protect you. When you give and you go your way, and you just do things your way, he can't protect you. Are you getting that? 1 John 2:5 says, but whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. So it's in our keeping his word, guarding, shielding, protecting his word in our life. That's how the love is perfected in us. And it protects us. Now, in Barna's study, he says that 9% of teenagers in America, only 9% believe there are moral absolutes. Only 9% believe that. So 91% believe there are no moral absolutes. Did you hear me? 91% today, in today's society, of teens believe there are no moral absolutes. I tell you, that's pretty scary, isn't it? 80% of 9-year-olds have watched pornography on cell phones or some way, shape, or form. 80%. 9 years old. So now look. This is what what teenagers believe today. Not picking on teenagers. Please. New way. I love me some teenagers. I want to help them. So now think about this. They believe this, that right and wrong are always relative to the person and their circumstances and situations. To lie, to steal, to have sex outside of marriage always is certain to the conditions or circumstances they faced. So in other words, how you feel. Or, you know, if you don't have something, go steal it. You know, well, I'm hungry. I gotta go steal me something. You see this? They believe that. They really believe that. You and I have to do our job in helping them. Understand. That's why our job's going to get more difficult as time goes on. Now look. They reject the idea that certain behaviors are wrong at all times for all people under all circumstances. Instead of accepting and obeying what the Bible teaches as moral absolutes, they make most of their decisions based on right and wrong, based on whatever feels right or comforting in a situation. Whatever will make the most people happy or benefit. Whatever will keep them from being ridiculed by other people. All that, there's no moral absolutes because they don't want to be ridiculed by other people. That's called the fear of man. Proverbs 29:25 says, fear of man brings a snare. But those who trust in the Lord will be safe, saved, secure, delivered. You see, you and I have to get to a point where we don't care about being ridiculed. You think I care about being ridiculed? Huh? No way. If our greatest need is love, our greatest fear is rejection. And rejection is part of the curriculum in your walk with God. Jesus was rejected. We're going to be rejected. You see this? When you're rejected, it should make you stronger. Because you're going to keep loving the people who rejected you. You see this? And when you're, it makes you secure when you can return love to people who reject you. It says that in Romans 5, he says that he's pouring out his love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Y'all glad you came to church today? This is what we're talking about. Where lawlessness is abounding, the love of many is growing cold. The more we see lawlessness taking place, the people of God are going to become more righteous. Listen, the righteous will get stronger in their righteousness and integrity, and their morals and their moral code will get stronger and stronger, as well as their obedience to the Lord. The more we see all this going on in our world, it's going to cause you to get stronger. If you're not getting stronger, you're getting weaker. And the weakness causes you to slip into lawlessness. And lawlessness breeds lawlessness. Willful disobedience to the authority of God. Now watch this. The ultimate test, when we are obedient to God, listen to me, when we are obedient to God, we resist the overwhelming temptations and pressures of the world to do wrong and to do evil. Instead, we remain faithful to God and obedient to Him. These people become a witness to even the principalities and powers in the heavenly realms. The principalities and powers represent Satan and all his cohorts in the heavenly realms. You become a witness when you stay in the love of God. A witness means you take the stand for the truth. You become a witness even to those principalities and powers in the heavenly realms. That's why Paul said, "To me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace has been given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, to the intent that now the manifold wisdoms of God will be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places, according to His eternal purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, when you know who you are, they even know who you are. And they're running scared. God's wisdom is His love. This takes time, and it takes maturity, and it takes growth.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.